MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The first year of the high-flying competition, National Championship Air Races in Roswell, is in the books, and organizers and pilots said they're liking the new place, even though weather was an issue.
We went from battling the heat and trying to make sure we had enough water and shade and stuff for everybody, to then all of a sudden we're all under clouds and getting downpoured on yesterday. So we've had the two extremes.
Said Tony Logaetta, the president and COO of the National Championship Air Races. And pilots say they like the new course and competing in Roswell.
The course is different. It's got some different geometry to it that actually is a lot of fun, and it changes how we fly.
Said pilot Chris LaFave.
The feeling of being out there in these airplanes, the smell, the burning gas, the heat, the vibration, and being free to go in any direction I want.
And next year, the United States Air Force Thunderbirds are set to perform as well, Logaetta said. U.S. crude oil production reached another record of 13.58 million barrels per day in June after an increase of 133,000 barrels per day since June of 2024, according to the latest Petroleum Supply Monthly from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Crude production in top-producing state Texas added 11,000 barrels a day to reach 5.72 million barrels a day, the highest since April. And the second-largest producer, New Mexico, added another 40,000 barrels per day to reach 2.24 million barrels per day, the highest since March. The EIA also said supplies of crude and petroleum products in the U.S. rose by 684,000 barrels per day during June to their highest since October of 2024 at 21 million barrels per day. Gross natural gas production in the U.S. lower 48 states rose to a record 120.7 billion cubic feet in June, which is up 120.2 billion cubic feet per day in May and 120.5 billion cubic feet per day in March. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.